You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Ari, how
Hello.
Are you?
Not bad for a Thursday. What about you?
Oh, I'm great.
You're great?
Yeah, high on life, ready to go.
Like the tour? Like the Keith Urban tour?
You know what?
Or is it funny higher than life? Hang on, let me check.
Good question.
No, high and alive.
That's different. Yeah, come on, Ari.
Yeah, I don't think Keith Urban would say that he's high on life.
No, that's just me. That's what I said.
Yeah, that could agree in the grass. No.
No, okay. Not really.
Yay.
I'm high on life.
Okay.
It's been a good week so far.
Not bad.
Good weekend ahead as well.
Looking forward
to it.
What are you doing on the weekend?
I've just got, guests coming to stay.
Oh, my God. You know what? You could start charging people for coming and staying at your house.
I think that would sort of defeat the purpose.
Airbnb that you live in.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to live at a hotel.
Seems like it.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah. I don't know. No, look, I enjoy entertaining. So I've got some friends coming up from Sydney. They're going to stay for the weekend.
Nice.
It will be great. I'm looking forward to it. What about you? What's your weekend ahead look like?
A whole lot of nothing, hopefully.
Well, that sounds really dull.
No, just probably, I'm just going to chase my boyfriend around.
Nice.
Yeah, I miss him already.
Around the room?
No, yeah, we'll just... He might go out somewhere,
Come
so I'll
here.
Just follow him.
Come here, let's go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, fun stuff.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, my God, Ari, have you seen the footage of the big brawl outside the beach club in Bali?
No.
Oh, my God, it's wild.
Oh, wow.
Several foreigners, including one identified as Australian.
Of course.
Big fight outside Finn's Beach Club, North Kuta. It's, like, one of the big famous ones. A lot of people go there.
Any more information as to, like, who caused it, what happened, someone said
From what I've read... I've read a couple of stories on it. From what I've read, it was sort of like customers versus security.
Oh, dear. Someone's being too rowdy, perhaps.
Wow. The brawl, it looks like really, really intense.
Oh.
So we'll see how this unfolds. Hopefully not too many Aussies are involved because that's embarrassing.
Keep your fists down and your legs to yourself.
You're in Bali for a good time.
That's right.
No need for all that.
That would actually ruin your holiday if you saw that, let alone get caught up in it.
Oh, absolutely.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Bree is here from your live and local newsroom. Now, I believe there's a police situation, or not situation, but they're wanting to get more cops in one of our local areas.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Cessnock Police Station is currently has an understaffing issue there. The councillors are calling on the state government to put more cops into jobs in that region.
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully will be... all up and coming, that'll be moving because Councillor Quinton King is going to move a motion at the next meeting calling for the state government to do that.
Right.
Interesting. I wonder how big the cop shop is up there. Does it have a pool table? Does it have a vending machine? Like, if you want to get more police officers into a station, you got to make it more appealing, right?
100%.
New belts.
Do you reckon that the issue is that there's not enough facilities?
I'd say so.
At certain police stations?
I mean, that'd be a reason for me not to go to and work in a cop shop. Yeah.
Interesting. I would have thought it's more like that people want to be closer to their family or something.
No, I think
way,
if you're going to have such a tough job as being a police officer, let's face it, it's stressful. Mm. Like, you would want your time in, like, HQ to be fun as can be. Mm. Right?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been watching a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something?
No, I watch a lot of Castle and Bones and all that. And they have great offices. So,
that's what they need to do, you reckon?
Congeniality. Yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe that's the solution, you're saying? More pool tables and pinball machines?
Deck them out.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we get a pinball machine in here?
Well, I feel like that's a separate conversation with the management.
Sorry.
No.
Maybe we should campaign. Anyway, moving on.
Hey, let's move on to maths just briefly. Another important news story. You're a big fan of this, Bree.
Oh, I'm following it crazy. I love it.
Do you have like a favourite couple or one that you think will last?
Yeah, I do. I'm really bad at names, but.
What is Dave?
Is it Dave, the tall guy with the tats? And is it?
And like the little pocket rocket Greek gal. Yeah.
I think they're gonna last. I really like them. They're very. I don't know. She's so confident, and he's a little bit more reserved. But that's being brought out in him from her.
Yeah, right. I just think that, you know, he's tall, she's short. They're polar opposites, and
opposites attract.
Well, he looks like he's, you know, killed a couple of people with his bare hands. He's got so many tats on him. She loves it.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart though, and that I love that.
Nice combination. Okay. All right. Well, we'll check in on that as maths progresses, because you've got your tips in now that they're going to last the distance.
Yeah, definitely.
Some others maybe not so much though. Yeah.
Let's bet on it.
What about the older couple? I don't know how to say
Morena. Name.
Yeah, yeah. And
oh God,
Tony?
No. He hates her. I hate her.
I'm starting to think that. I don't think he's that into her.
Because she's a bit nasty.
She was a bit intense at the dinner party last night, but.
It'll all be over, you reckon? Interesting. All right, maths tips are in from Bree in the newsroom.
New FM. De Novos.
So, a guy on TikTok, this is over in the US, he's basically filmed his reaction to something that's happened to him on a flight. So, apparently, he was just sitting down in his own little seat, and then all of a sudden, a mother to a newborn has handed out these little goodie bags, and like, you know, those sandwich plastic bags?
Things, like Ziploc.
Yeah, Ziploc bag, sorry. Well, she's handed these little Ziploc bags full of, like, you know, little lollies and chocolates, mints, gum, all that type of thing to the passengers around her. Basically, it had a note inside of it saying, now let me just make sure that I get the exact wording here, because I do not want to ruin it. It's so sweet.
All right, I'm ready. She goes,
"It's my first flight." So this is the mother speaking as if it's her, her newborn baby.
The baby.
Yeah, right. She goes, "I made a deal to be on my best behavior, but I can't make any guarantees. I might cry if I get scared or if my ears start to hurt. Here are some treats to make your flight enjoyable. Thank you for being patient with us. Have a great flight." So basically, you know how it can be very frustrating when you hear a child have a hissy fit or a bit of a cry on the plane.
Yeah.
And because it's close proximity, you're hearing it tenfold, and it just can get quite irritating.
Right in your ear as well.
So, like, the mother is aware of this. So she's going, "Look, I might just give people around me a bit of a treat to say sorry in advance, just in case, you know, the bub gets a little bit rowdy."
Well, it is written from the baby's perspective. Are we sure that the baby didn't write it? And that they were dealing with a secret genius.
I mean, it has punctuation.
Yeah, well, so you're saying no.
Yes.
Okay, I have a young baby.
Yes.
And we went on a flight, cried a little bit, not too bad. Okay. Short flight to New Zealand. Sometime through the year, looking at an 8 to 10 hour flight to another country.
Oh, that's a long one.
Do I need to hand out goodie bags?
Is this the
new normal, or is this just a one-off thing?
Well, if you want people around you to kind of be on your side, and if you don't want people to be angry, then yeah, just in case little Esme has a bit of a cry.
All right, I'll have to go to like the what do you go to like the supermarket and get all the
reject shop. That's reject where it's shop. Cheapest.
Get all the bits and pieces there. Mm-hmm. Your old stomping ground. All right, plan sorted.
The Novos when you wake up
live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So I've been on the Newcastle Herald this morning, and you know how on most, I guess, newspaper websites, they have things like letters to the editor.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean, when people sort of write in with their thoughts and feelings.
Ideas, opinions, things like that. Well, someone, and this is made headlines here, has sent in theirs and says, "It's time to make electric bikes a federal election issue for all of our sakes."
Well, that's
being included in, yeah.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I think everyone I think there should be a few more rules. I don't think getting rid of them's right either.
Rules at least. I don't know if they want a ban per se, but at least some little, you know, a bit more regulation around them.
Or at least clarification as to what it is. Like, are they even legal? It's hard to know.
Yeah, like how can we make it safer, less accidents, things like that. Anyway, that's not just what I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is they are everywhere and you're seeing them not only on the streets but also in venues. So last night when I was at the Mayfield Bolo, I was just minding my own business with my partner, and then out comes like through like the main area of the bowling club. He's just this random resident just walking through with an electric scooter over his shoulder, like he was just coming out from what looks like the bathroom or like from outside or whatever.
He's just carrying it everywhere.
He's just carrying it over his shoulder.
I guess
like leave it outside.
I guess the scooter's really hard to lock. Maybe.
Oh, it shouldn't matter.
Well, that's true.
If you're riding a bicycle, like a regular bicycle, you're not allowed to take it into the bowling clubs, are you?
I don't think so. No. I'm not sure on the rules. I know it's no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Well, there you go.
But there probably isn't a little one of those things that you sign that says don't bring your scooter over your shoulder.
Well, I reckon they should start making signs because they're carrying them in through the bowling club.
That is a weird behaviour, isn't it?
It was strange to see. I'm standing there looking at him going, what the hell are you doing?
And why?
Why? Leave it outside.
Exactly. All right. Well, maybe that will become an issue and something we can vote on.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, on late Monday afternoon, there was a bunch of internet in Newcastle went down. So nearly a quarter of the fixed line internet services were down.
Damn.
So it started, luckily it was sort of after business hours, like 5:30 p.m.
Oh, that's not the worst that could happen then.
Yeah, exactly. So it didn't really affect too much business. Mm. But a lot of the, well, it's a lot of major companies. So like your TPG, Vodafone, IONET, Internode, AAPT, all these big ones were affected by this. And they're like, what's happened here? There hasn't really been like a big storm or, you know, an excavator hasn't cut through the line or anything. Yeah. Turns out there was a certain like backup generator that was being relied on in Glebe in Sydney, one single generator, and because that one failed to like fire up or turn on, all of these went out.
I wonder why that is, by the way.
So, I'm not sure. So many, I guess, of these internet services rely on such a small pool of things.
And it all comes from Sydney, by the sounds of it, like our capital cities. Like,
well, that's it. And the other element to it is they were like, oh, if there had been, say, a fire or a flood in that facility and that generator or even the room where all that infrastructure is stored had been damaged, there's not really a backup at the moment.
So we need a backup generator to the generators of the backup generators.
Or at least like some other failsafe, like another way to turn it on or something like that.
Do you reckon they've thought about it?
Well, I think you would have to think about it now because a quarter of Newcastle's internet nearly, it was 23% or something, is way too much to go out just because of one generator didn't turn on. It just feels like too much of a small failure point for too many people using the internet.
It's not reliable, is it?
No, that's
the thing. They need another solution on top of a solution.
Yeah, definitely a backup to a backup is the way to go.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Look, I'm one of those people that's kind of obsessed with Australia's first family.
And
by
that?
The first family, I mean the Irwins.
Oh, yes.
Robert Irwin. Yeah, that's the one.
Listen to the voice. Listen to Ari's voice when she says his name.
Robert Irwin.
The excitement.
Yeah, that was me last year. That was last year's Ari, okay?
The view of the looking at him and just the admiration. That's all you need to hear.
I think he's great. I love his energy. Yeah. I love the fact that he is gorgeous and he loves animals.
Yeah. You know, it's a good combination. He'd own a horse.
Well, yeah. Honestly, he's a good TV presenter. He's doing really well in his career. Fantastic. So speaking of his career, everyone knows that he is co-hosting I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Great show.
Yes.
Yes, with Julia. The thing is, though, they do film that over in South Africa in the jungle and whatnot. So obviously has to travel for his job. Well, his mother, Terry Irwin, the beautiful woman that she is, she's been, I guess, claimed as the mumager. mum manager, yeah. Okay, of him. She's stepped into this really powerful role.
Well, that term was coined from the Kardashian momager, wasn't
Kris it? Kris Jenner, yes. Kris Jenner. Handling all of her kids' careers.
Yeah, she was sort of in charge of all their careers.
Still is most of the time, I believe.
And I think it's the same here.
Well, yeah.
She's seen money to be made for my kids and gone, how can I get the absolute most out of it?
Well, it's not only that, but I think she just wants to help them build their careers from a young age. And
yeah,
she has.
For a 25% clip.
Anyway, with her role as mumager,
yep.
She's reportedly, now this isn't confirmed, but okay. It's alleged, that she's attempting to relocate I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here from South Africa to Australia. So she wants to allegedly make sure that the show runs from a property of hers over here in Australia. So that
once again, 25% clip. That's what I reckon. She just wants a cut.
I don't reckon that's what it's about. You, to be fair,
okay. What is your theory? If it's not to make cash, why are they doing it here?
Because I think she wants him closer to home. That's what I think could be.
What?
A thing.
So she can keep an eye on him.
Well, think about it.
So
like
he's
last
not being a naughty
season,
boy in South Africa.
I don't think it's about him being a naughty boy. I think it's to make sure that, you know, no one's going after him or something like that.
Really?
Maybe. That's
you think
my,
Julia's after him?
Hey, Julia wouldn't. Julia could be like his surrogate mother.
Well, I know that. It wouldn't stop him going after the one and only
Robert Irwin. I don't know if you've seen last season, though.
No.
There's been some clips, right?
Are you saying there's an energy between them?
No. What I'm saying is his mum, Terry Irwin, actually showed up on the show a couple of times last season. Like, just in the background. She was hanging around.
She wants to make sure Julia's not going after him.
No, she just misses her son.
That's your theory, and that's fine. I will roll with it if you want.
Yeah, well, I would go and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here if it comes to Australia.
Or would you?
Yeah, I don't have to travel far.
But you're not worried about eating a cricket's, you know, legs or something?
I would do it if it was for Robert Irwin.
He's my favourite.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So last night I went on a little date with my boyfriend Will.
Nice.
We went to go play some pool. I haven't played pool since I was like a young teenager, like 12 or something.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's been a very long time. I was a bit rusty. I was never good at it anyway. But I
doesn't
was like,
matter.
You inspired me the other day when you went to the Sag and Hunter in Mayfield.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
And you said you had a good time. So I'm like, right, let's go and do that too.
Nice.
But Will goes, oh, you know what, babe? Let's just go to the bowling club. It's easier to get there. We'll just walk up. Great. No worries.
Walking distance is always good from a venue.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Don't have to get in your car. Like, it's too much admin. Anyway. So, went over there. There was barely anyone in the bowling club at that time.
That's a win.
Yeah, that's right. We played two games, $2 a game. How cheap
is that?
That
is cheap.
It's good fun. Anyway, so we just got a drink, played two games. Now, I did warn him, I'm not good at this, so just bear with me.
Doesn't matter.
Will, like everything else, he's bloody good at it.
Oh.
He's like chipping the balls up and like, you know, angling them right. I didn't know the rules. And he's like, babe, you can't play like that. So he was running me through the rules of the game. But get this right, I won the first game.
Oh, that's good.
Technically, I won the first game if you don't count some of the rules. Funny. Anyway, so the second round, it was not so good for me. It took me a while.
Right, but, it didn't go so well. That's okay, though. Half the games you won. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know what he said to me on the second round? He's just like, I was like, okay, should we play another one? He goes, yeah, let's play another one. Anyway, so he racks up and whatever, and he goes, now, I'm going to start trying. And I went, you weren't trying before? And
whatever.
He goes, oh, yeah. He's just like, yeah. I'm going to play properly now.
Oh, he got
into him. Bang, 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 bang. I'm like, can you slow down?
So,
let me get something
in. Do you think he was holding back on the first one?
He was.
Oh.
Yeah, because he wanted to be good to me. And I was like, thanks for making me feel
like a winner.
Superior. Anyway, but yeah, honestly, it was so much fun. And like the patrons of the bowling club, a lot of them like kept coming up and going, who's cheating? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's him.
Classic pool banter, isn't it?
And you know what? Will said to Billy when we got back, he goes, I've never been spoken to by any of the patrons at the bowling club. until I brought Ari along.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, see, it's the charm and the smile, baby. That's what it is.
That, and they recognize you from the radio.
Oh, yeah. I love Mayfield.
Yeah, it's a good part
it's
of the world.
Best.
It certainly is.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Bit of a moral dilemma for you here.
Okay.
So yesterday on the show, we talked about this, a robbery of a Pizza Hut down in Sydney. So thieves got into the shop about 10:30-ish, took the cash out. They said they took the cash from the drawers and left, and they got away. However, after about an hour, I felt really bad. And decided to bring all the money back.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for my moral sensibilities.
Something along those lines.
Mm.
And this created a bit of a discussion behind the scenes because I'm reading through this news story and at the bottom it says no charges have been laid.
Which is very interesting.
It is.
You would think that you would charge them.
Exactly. But, well, that's the instinct. But I guess the person who owns a Pizza Hut has probably thought, why bother? They've done the right thing. They've had, you know, a change of mind,
a
change
of
heart.
Well, yeah.
They got the money back. People can change.
They can, but in this case, so quickly, they're going to flip-flop on it. Like, yeah, a bit strange, this one.
So, sort of got me thinking about if anything like this has happened to me.
Okay.
And at the shop, one day this guy came in and he just said, look, I'm really sorry. I stole this. He had like it was like a trinket or a vase or something.
Oh, my God.
He said, I just felt really bad, so I've brought it back.
Really? And this is so strange.
Well, I mean, at the time, I was a little bit flabbergasted because I wasn't expecting that.
Well, the act itself or the fact that he's repented, basically?
Both of them, right? And I just thought, you know what? All I could say was thank you. Like, I mean, and we would have had this guy on CCTV then.
Yeah.
Because he's come in and shown his face at the counter and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I could have gone to the cops and went, this guy stole this off of me. He's admitted it on camera.
Yeah.
But I just thought to myself, he's brought it back. He's had a change of heart. What's wrong with giving people a second chance?
Yeah, this is a moral dilemma.
It is a bit of a quandary, right?
I feel so differently about this.
Okay, what are your thoughts on this?
If honestly, if I had a shop of my own or if it was my business, even if it was just something that I owned, like without, you know, the fact that somebody had to pay for it. If someone stole something from me and then brought it back, I'd be like, you're a butthead. I'm charging you for that.
Right, okay. So you'd go to the cops and go, look, that even though they've admitted it, they did the crime, they should do the time.
Well, yeah, and the fact of saying, like, you can't just turn around and say, oh, sorry, I stole this from you, here, have this back. An apology isn't going to do anything. They need to learn.
The lesson.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Well,
you can't just steal.
That's the other side of the coin of this, is if somebody, I guess, admits it or brings back the item they've stolen, do you get them in trouble or not?
Yes.
So, well, you're saying yes straight away. You feel pretty instinctive about it, right?
Only because my family in particular has been burnt by this before.
Right.
So even if, for example, my brother's car, brand new Nissan Qashqai,
whatever,
back in the day, was stolen. If they came and brought that back, I would charge them in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely not. I don't stand by it.
Okay, so
sorry.
You're absolutely saying that you would charge them.
And you're not.
I don't think so. I think if they brought it back, it's not damaged, there's no issue, nothing wrong at all. They've had a change of heart. I think I'd have to give this person a second chance.
That's very interesting.
Okay, I've got one more example to run by you.
Okay.
You and your partner, Will, you go into the 7-Eleven.
Oh, I love a 7-Eleven, slushies.
Yeah, and maybe you're feeling a bit hungry, so you go get yourselves like a couple of sausage rolls.
Nice.
Then, some napkins. But it says max two per customer. Will takes three. Are you reporting him?
They're free napkins, though.
Yeah, but it says max two per customer.
Back in COVID times it would have been, yeah.
Are you reporting him? Or are you letting him go?
I'll let it go.
Okay.
Just napkins. Hey, so if it's maybe free to take.
Maybe there's some flexibility to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rule. It doesn't, you know, you're not paying for the napkin.
What about this? Mm. You go and stay at a lovely hotel for the weekend. Once again, you two.
Okay.
You're off there. It's very romantic.
Yeah, very nice.
And then you realise he's taken, like, the bathrobe. Are you reporting him? Or are you letting it go? Or the slippers. Say the slippers.
I'd high five him.
Well done.
See, it's not as clear as it seems.
No, it's not. But at the same time, it's I would feel guilty on his behalf.
Right.
The guilt would get to me.
It would get you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, 4967-4105. If someone steals something and brings it back, do you get them in trouble? What are your thoughts on this? Or do you give them a second chance?
Interesting.
Especially if it is a business. Like, that, maybe there is, maybe that makes it a bit more, you know, offensive or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
If you say you get something stolen from you, they bring it back. Do you get them in trouble or not? 4967-4105. Help us solve this. Or maybe you've had something like this happen to you, like a story where it's happened to you. All right. In Scone, Patrick, do you have a story around this?
I just think it's, big the thing is it's stolen. So if it's only like a pen, it wouldn't be too bad. But if someone stole your car, might be a little bit different, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So it just depends on the value of said item, do you think?
I think so, yeah. If it's only something very small, we might let it slide. But something a bit big, we might take a different route, I think.
What do you think the value cutoff point is for no charges laid? Like the price of a case of beer, like 60, 70 bucks?
Yeah, maybe $100. I think that's the cutout.
Okay.
Interesting.
$100 and under.
$100.
Yeah, then don't worry. Anything then over that?
Then it's the call of the cops.
All right.
Yeah, right.
There we go. Patrick from Scone laying down the law. I like it. At least he's got a very specific cutoff point. That's
definitely
good.
105.3 New FM.
It's the No Those. Name five.
All right, here we go. Chance to win this morning and two Titanic tickets, which is the big musical down in Sydney at the Grand Electric.
So excited to see the show.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. Of course, this is how you can win them, is by playing the Novo's Name Five.
Mm-hmm.
Five things from the topic, 10 seconds on the clock. If you can pull it off, the tickets are yours. We just hand them over. So simple. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yes. Going to Kieran Bong. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. Great. Are you off to work this morning?
No, I've just finished. I'm on my way home.
Oh, what do you do?
I do
disability support. Oh, oh, so close. Youth work. Okay, how was that?
It was good.
Yeah, nice.
I used to have a friend who was a youth worker, and they say it can be a tough job sometimes, but it's definitely
rewarding.
It.
Yeah,
very rewarding. Yeah,
nice. And have you lived in the area a long time? Has Currumbong been home for a long time for you?
No, I'm from the Central Coast, so it's a bit of a change.
Another one. Why is everyone from the Central Coast?
Well, because Newcastle's better. That's why everyone's moving up here.
Well, that is true.
That's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's try and get you some tickets to Titanic the musical. You know how the game works?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. 10 seconds on the clock. You got a Novo's Name Five it from the topic I give you. Okay, your topic today is types of fish. Go.
Ooh. Brim, goldfish, dory fish, clown fish, and shark.
Shark? You know what? I'm going to accept that. Yeah, correct. Well done. Congratulations.
Well done, Brim.
A couple of tickets to Titanic. You're very welcome. Enjoy that one. So simple, right?
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this Japanese tech company is trying to create a new recruiting strategy in a way to try and encourage Gen Z workers to come and join them and apply for their jobs. There has been what they call hangover leave offers.
Hangover leave?
So basically they're like trying to, when they advertise their jobs and whatnot, they go, okay, some of the benefits included in this role include leave, like, you know, your personal leave, your holidays, whatever. But now introducing hangover leave. So if you've had too many cheeky drinks the night before, like on a random Tuesday night, you've had too many tequilas or maybe some wine or beers, and then you're feeling a little bit groggy the next day.
Dusty.
You can, like, call up or ring, whatever the case is, and be like, hey, need to access some of my hangover leave. I'm not feeling great from the night before.
What are your thoughts on this, Ari?
Bring it on! This is what we need! I don't know about you, Crevo, but sometimes on a Sunday afternoon bevy chain or, like, you...
Sunday sesh.
Sunday sesh. Or even a Wednesday night. I'm not judging. I had a wine last night. So if I had too many...
Now, cheeky girl.
Yeah, damn. I went to the bowling club as well.
A Prosecco? Was it? Any
Absolutely. If I have too many Proseccos the night before, I want to be able to access them my hangover leave.
So this would be great, wouldn't it? How, does it say how much they get? Like a week off or something?
Ooh, not really. Yeah. But they do have to report before 9 a.m.
Oh, like they let the boss know?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
But this company also, which is based in Osaka, is taking a different approach by also letting employees drink during the workday with both a beer tap and a selection of other spirits held in the office. The company says it has had no turnover in the past 3 years, probably because of this, despite not paying much more than the minimum wage. So no pay rises.
None of that.
Just allowing the drinks to flow. Let's get
ridiculous. You're there, exactly. You're getting some drinks at work, and then if you get a bit silly on a Wednesday night...
I know this song so well.
Sorry, boss. Can I use some of my hangover leave? Yeah, no dramas. As long as you book it in before 9.
Oh, God. When we wrap up the show and then, like, we're, like, sticking around to like, 11 a.m., we finish like the job.
What's that noise? Oh, it's the drinks cart coming out.
Here it comes. Anything from the trolley, dears? Yes, a tequila sunrise, please.
Why not? I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm using my hangover leave. Sounds perfect.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so, Ari.
Yes.
Obviously, this weekend getting close. Once again, I've got house guests.
Yes, you are so, the revolving door.
It feels a bit like that. It feels like the Mayfield Hotel a little bit.
Literally is.
Two weekends in a row.
The cottage is on Airbnb.
Well, you know what? It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. I would stay in your house. Your house is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
We work hard on it.
Yes.
But... once again, like, you got to clean up, of course, tidy up.
Yeah.
And, like, after the last house guest left.
Oh, no. Did they leave a mess?
No, they were fine. But it's only, like, 2 days, and the chaos is back, and it's got to be all cleaned up again.
Oh.
So, yesterday, we're back at it, and, look, today, one more day. They get here tomorrow night.
Okay, so you're doing a full clean, double clean.
Yeah, full clean, back to back.
Oof.
But look, it's coming together is all I'll say.
They better bring some wine or something to treat you with.
Oh, they always do.
Okay, good.
They're good guests, this crew. Mm. Last time we got a lovely Japanese whiskey as a gift.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very nice. So I'm looking forward to it.
I tell you what, there is nothing worse than messy house guests, by the way.
Yeah, well, these are not them. They're pretty good. But you always feel obligated when you've got people coming to stay.
True.
To, like, have everything spick and span, right?
Yeah, and you should. I mean, I feel like that's common courtesy to your guests.
Absolutely.
As well.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This is super interesting to me. I've read online that apparently some UK schools are replacing analog clocks in exam halls and classrooms and things like that because apparently students are now struggling to tell the time. So, like, you're regular watch face or clock or whatnot that we've grown up telling time with, because so many young people now are struggling to not use digital clocks or like the clock on your phone and they can't read the time properly. They're taking them out of the schools.
I mean, sometimes at school you'd have that one kid who had a digital watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just like, I just can't tell the time.
Yeah. Well,
so I just have it.
Those. Yeah, that's
There's always
fine.
One kid that's got that, whatever.
Well,
most people should be able to read it, right?
Definitely.
Reading the time.
I think it comes down to a skill. It actually helps you look at numbers differently,
sure.
How to analyze the time. Look, I'm not a scientist, so I can't really say, you know, how...
it
much
works.
That affects you growing up and whatnot. But I think it's just really interesting the fact that I had to tell the time growing up. But mum pushed us.
Well, you learn it. It's a thing you learn at school.
Mm.
I remember, like, they'd have a clock. They go, what time's this? And, like, move the hands. They go, what time's this?
Part of
testing
lessons?
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently the teachers over there in the UK say that digital clocks reduce stress, but critics argue it's a sign of declining basic skills. I actually believe that. To be honest.
That the kids aren't getting taught the same stuff. They're missing out on certain things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They don't know what stuff is.
I don't know about you. When I learned how to read an analog clock and mum was trying to, you know, encourage me to do that and whatnot, I felt so accomplished. I felt so smart.
Yeah. At a certain age.
Yeah.
And what was that, 25, 26?
Yeah, only recently. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And that's good that you felt smart about that.
That's okay. But do you know what I mean? So it got us kind of thinking about, well, what other things do kids not understand?
Yeah, that's
right.
Or
what did you have to explain to them?
Sometimes it's stuff from the past, or oftentimes with having a shop full of antiques, it's funny seeing like kids come in and see
the old-timey stuff.
Old-timey stuff and go, what's that? And the parents explain it. For example, at the moment we've got this like old-school rotary phone. You know the ones where you like put your finger in and turn it around for each number?
Yep.
Oh, right?
Beautiful.
It's kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, kids are like, what's that?
Wow, really?
They do have absolutely no idea, and the parents have to explain, oh, you put your finger in, turn it around.
This is what phones used to look like, 30 years ago?
30 maybe, yeah. This is how they used to work. And kids are like, whoa, that seems really hard. Why don't you just press the contact in like a normal phone?
Oh, and you had to remember numbers too?
That's right. You had to, or have a book full of them, right?
That's right.
So, this is what we're doing here. 4967-4105. What do the kids not understand? Or you had to explain to them from something in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's a skill they're just missing in school.
Oh, like cursive writing, for example.
That's another one. They just do not get that skill these days.
It's a lost art form.
Yeah. In Mount Hutton, Brad, what's your story?
Well, I've got a 12-year-old daughter who's pretty much already 13.
Okay.
And a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old boy.
Okay. And what do they, like, not understand, or what have you had to explain to them?
Pretty much everything.
Just in general, they just don't. They're just learning the world.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it.
Is there any like old technology that you've had to explain what it means or is?
Well, the cost of buying a car—that's probably one thing they definitely don't understand.
Right. Oh. Right. And
the teenagers
wanting a car? Are they?
No, not yet.
Not yet. That's in the future.
Just you wait.
Yeah, that's all ahead.
Why don't we have a convertible, Dad?
Yeah, good question.
Where's my Mercedes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Cardiff now. Good morning, Matt. What do the kids not understand or that you've had to explain?
Yeah, the old school days of when we grew up and no mobile phones, and you'd go to the beach and you'd ring Mum and Dad 3 times from the payphone and let it ring and then keep your money. And they'd know exactly that it was time to come and pick you up from the beach. So
that's brilliant.
That was the old way of doing it, wasn't it?
That's right. You'd save your 40 cents so that you could go and get some chips or some lollies or something. And now whenever we go away, it's a novelty for the kids to go, because the payphones are free. We're up at Port Douglas and we lost our daughter. We didn't know where she was. And she was at the payphone ringing Gran and Pop from, up at Port Douglas.
Just because they're free now.
Just because they're free. So yeah.
I love that. What a great story.
Hey, at least, the child was like, I'm going to use this phone. And it is a phone.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't look like the phones I use and know.
Very smart. Very smart indeed. All right. In Belmont, Jamie, what's your story?
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Kids will never understand what it's like to have to watch MASH and Home and Away and all that.
Well, because everything's on demand now,
on a
isn't
set
it?
Time.
Yeah, everything's Netflix and that. They don't know what it's like.
Well, do you reckon they're missing out, Jamie? Because you were sort of forced to watch a show then, whatever was on, and now you can pick whatever you want and you sort of sometimes spend just ages scrolling and pick nothing.
Yeah, yes and no. I guess you'd only want to watch The Simpsons or something, but...
Yeah, that's true. You missed out on a lot of shows because they were never on when you wanted them to be.
Yeah.
Having a set TV time is definitely something kids won't understand these days.
Definitely. Wrapping it up with Ray from Penrith, by the way. Good morning, Ray. What's your story?
Good morning. How you doing, guys? Yeah, love your show.
Thank you.
Wide awake. I got a 1974 model Toyota Celica that belonged to my father.
Yeah, nice.
It is, actually. I took the kids, the grandkids out for a drive in it, and they asked me what a window winder was.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Mind blowing.
Oh, because they're all electric now. Oh, my God.
How do you open the windows, Granddad?
Oh, yeah, that's how you've got such big muscles,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, get your biceps going.
Exactly. What an absolute classic.
Hey, everybody, I'm Keith Urban.
Keith Urban's High and Alive World Tour, Newcastle Entertainment Centre, August 13th. Tickets on sale now at keithurban.com. Win tickets for a special Valentine, only with Newcastle's New FM.
We love it when the big stars come to town, don't we?
Definitely. Keith Urban's probably going to be one of our best.
Definitely. Yes. He'll be doing a great show, and you can buy your tickets now at keithurban.com or win them with us all this week. Mm-hmm. And it's the ultimate Valentine's Day gift, isn't it?
Truly is.
I've got us 2 tickets to Keith Urban. They're not going to ask where you bought them from.
No, they don't care, just as long as you have them sweet little hands.
And you could win them here with us. We have your Valentine's Day covered. Now, to get in the draw, you've got to phone up, and then Joel from your Live and Local Drive Home is awarding the tickets every day.
Yes.
It's a got-to-be-in-it-to-win-it situation.
Picking your name out of a draw.
That's right. All right, let's go to our contestant for today.
Yes. The next person in the draw is Wendy from Soldiers Point. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now tell us, who's your Valentine and why do you think they deserve the Keith Urban tickets?
Well, it would have to be my new husband who I married in the weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow, that's beautiful. Where did you guys get married?
Yes, tell us the details.
We got married at home at Soldiers Point.
Oh,
that is beautiful.
One of the best parts of the world. I can understand why you did it.
Well, it's beautiful.
Your home is your castle. It is your world.
That's
what better
right.
place?
How lovely. Now, tell us about your man. What's he like?
Well, he's a nurse.
Okay.
All beautiful.
Hard-working then, yeah?
Yeah. He's a great dad.
Oh, how nice is this? Does he pick his socks up off the floor?
No.
Oh, well, no. You're his wife now, Wendy. You can tell him what to do.
That's right. You start bossing him around now and show him what you really like.
And then hopefully give him some tickets to Keith Urban. That's good.
Yeah, it's a little soften the blow a bit. Does he like Keith Urban? Do you? Who's the big fan in the house?
I'm probably the biggest fan. I've seen Keith a few times.
Oh.
Yeah, he would be more than happy to come along.
Nice. Well, he'll have to, won't he? Because you're the boss now.
That can be the honeymoon.
As of the weekend, the status has changed. Well, you're in the draw. It's as simple as that, and hopefully you'll be our next local winner.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So I saw this post on Facebook, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and it was on one of the Maitland community Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is where we get a lot of our information about our local areas, because obviously we don't live in every suburb.
Yeah, but you can stay in touch and you know, be across all the great things happening in our beautiful city.
That's exactly right. Stay up to date, not only with the good things, but also some issues traveling around.
Sure.
And then you realize, hey, I'm actually experiencing this myself. So I saw this post and some resident had taken a photo of a note that was left on their car.
Sure.
Basically, the note was saying, in a nutshell, you shouldn't be parking here. This is a parent's only parking zone, right? So you know how like you go to like any type of shopping center, so this is a Green Hills just by the way, and you've got a select number of disabled parking spaces, and then you have the parents with prams, you know, like the red icons like painted
That's
on
right.
the on
yeah.
the road there. And they're reserved for parents only. Well, this person who left the note was having a go at this driver. Basically, you're not a parent. You're not allowed to park there, blah, blah, blah. What? Someone also writing a handwritten note. I mean, like, that takes an effort.
What proof do they have with the parents with pram situation?
Must have been watching them or something.
Yeah, but they don't know if they're actually a parent. They just might not have the pram or the kid with them that
That's
day.
That's right. Or someone might be... Yeah, they might be picking their kid up from somewhere in the shops. I don't know.
All that's possible. So, what are your thoughts on parents with pram parking spots?
Now, I've had a similar type of experience where I've been yelled at by a random person. Like, I have no idea who he was, but I was only stopping in that little parking bay. Oh, this is months ago. For like 2 minutes, because I needed to duck inside to the shop and then come straight out. I wasn't even in there for 2 minutes.
Okay.
And
seems
he
reasonable.
He was yelling at me from across the car park. Where's your baby? Well, he doesn't know that I don't have a baby with me.
It's true.
Like, yeah, I might have been pregnant, but I'm not.
It might be in your pocket.
Might be in my pocket.
There's also a possibility.
But, or I might be going and picking up one of my neighbor's kids from the shop or something like that. You don't know. And that's none of your business. So when
also
it
wasn't.
To,
you weren't.
No,
you were
I
just
wasn't.
Using the parking spot because it seemed more convenient to you.
Look, there were parks
I've gone
around.
Off it now. I think you've done the wrong thing.
No, but no. But I don't use them all the time. If I just need to duck
only
in,
when
it's and
more
it's,
convenient for you.
If I need to get a quick getaway, okay, I'll park in one of those. But I think that you're allowed to.
You reckon it's fine?
But okay. I just don't think that people should even worry about it. Like, just relax.
Mind your own business.
That's exactly right.
Is that what
right.
you're getting at?
I'm not hurting you. Just let me park where I want to park. I'm not just parking the disabled spots. That's different.
That's, and you think that one's okay too, yeah?
No. Don't get it twisted.
That's not what you told me off air. Oh. Obviously, I'm joking.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So it seems like there is a possibility, Crevo,
yeah,
that my dream to live in the countryside could come true.
Well, this is what you've been wanting to do for so long.
Want to get a property out in, like, the countryside somewhere in the Hunter.
Yeah.
Have a couple of horses and just live on an estate with my beautiful partner.
So you want to, yeah, you want to be able to, this is what Ari said, be in the lounge room and see the horses grazing in the distance.
That's exactly
dream,
what I want.
Dream scenario.
Dream unlocked. Okay, so. Last night, now this is where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Last night, I don't know how the topic came up, but my partner Will, he sure. was showing me this new, I guess, estate coming to the Hunter Valley
right.
very soon.
Okay.
They're developing. It's called Lovedale Farm, Hunter sure. Valley, a new premier residential resort and golfing destination in the Hunter countryside coming very soon. So this is very, very exciting. Like more homes to be built, which is lovely.
Yeah, well, that's good.
We need to develop and develop west as well. But he's, I think what's gotten him across the line with like yeah. living back in the country, because I'm trying to get him there. I'm trying to get us like a property one day.
Yeah.
And that he'll want to move back there. He's like, I'm obsessed with golf. So
I was
going
to say,
be right next to a golf course.
It's purely because of the golf, Ari. You're being hoodwinked.
So, I'm hoodwinking him just as much because I said to him, how about this? Kill two birds with one stone. We both get what we want. We live right next to a golf course.
Sure.
I get a horse. We both get what we want, and we have a property together.
Where are you
and he's like,
put the horse.
Done. Oh, and the property next to the golf course.
They're not going to allow it.
Oh, well, nearby.
Okay.
We'll live down the road from the golf course
right.
or something. Yeah, yeah.
Within 40 minutes of the closest golf course.
Yeah.
Within an hour.
But he got so excited by the thought. He, like, there's a film that this Lovedale Farm developer has put together, and he's showing me how it all looks and whatever, and I'm like, yeah, this is our life in the future.
I love that. Well, why don't you guys just put down a deposit now?
Oh, no, there's expressions of interest.
Yeah,
why don't you just do that? Not yet. Wait till it's all fully developed. And then we'll
then
see.
Then go.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Wait till they build it. I get what you're saying. Well, I wish you the best of luck in your married life together on the farm with the horses and the golf course.
Oh, what a dream.
I know.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I just saw this story yesterday and it triggered a memory about like house hunting shows. So Escape to the Country, I think, is probably the OG, the original one, where people, they're an architect couple and, the husband does that and the wife is a biologist or something and they've got two kids and they want to move to the country. And
this is a standard story.
It's a standard story. They've got one dog that needs more space because their city living's getting to them. Mm. They want to move out to the country. They look at three houses and they pick one. That's sort of the format, or they pick none, you know. It's become a big industry. There's so many of these types of shows, including one called Find My Beach House, which aired over the summer, which had couples and families. They inspect three waterside mansions before choosing to buy one.
Must be nice.
Well, look, it's it's nice to watch these shows vicariously.
Yeah.
Because you look at them and you think, oh, I'd pick that one, or why on earth have they chosen house number three? House number one's so much more suited to their needs.
Yeah, I could picture myself in this living room doing this.
Yeah, the pool's so much better in house number two.
Office out of the fifth bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. All that stuff. You envision yourself in their shoes.
That's what it's like to walk through a display home.
That, and you think, God, you know, I'd do it differently, or they've chosen right, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of light, fun entertainment.
Certainly.
However, with Shelley Craft's Find My Beach House, ABC's Media Watch has revealed that more than one episode starred people who pretended to search for their dream getaway only to choose, in inverted commas, a house that they already owned.
What?
So, they're obviously a bit short on episodes.
Yeah.
This is me riffing here. I'm guessing what's happened.
Okay.
We need a couple more episodes. Just find people that live in a beach house and then, like, pretend to show them that house and two others, and then they choose that one because they already live there.
That is ridiculous.
Now, you might be thinking this is an isolated incident.
Yeah, it's only happened once, surely.
I'm blowing this out of the water because, you know, there's a show called House Hunters International.
I do.
It's on, like, I actually don't know what channel it's on, one of those lifestyle channels.
My mum watches these religiously.
Yeah, it's basically that same format, but it's people that are moving to a new country for a job or whatever. Mm. So, I have a friend who was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
They were one of the featured people. They moved from Canada to Newcastle.
Wow,
that episode still airs sometimes. Like, we see, it's our friend, you know.
Really?
Yeah, it still airs sometimes.
Sick.
They were coming for a rental, right?
Okay.
And they were showing the three rentals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'd already rented one of them.
So all of this hunting 100%
fake
has already been done before the show even started rolling.
It was, they weren't even showed the other two properties. They already rented a property. They got approached by the show to be on it. I think they got a bit of, like, money and stuff, or I'm not sure about the payment situation.
How's your acting skills? Ooh, I like that bench.
Yeah, it's a beautiful kitchen, but I think we're going to have to go with house number one.
Yeah, which the kitchens are slightly bigger.
Which they had already rented. So when you watch these shows, keep that in mind, that maybe it's not all as it appears.
UFM.
The Novos.
Ari, before we go, you want some pancakes,
I'm watching the Today Show, and they've got, like, it looks like cream, like whipped cream.
Sure.
And, like, strawberries and stuff, and I went, oh, man, I could go for some big, thick pancakes and some strawberry jam and fresh cream.
That feels like an achievable dream. Do you have flour and milk and eggs?
I think we might have a pancake mix at home.
Well, it's even easier. Pour in pan and go.
But I want to eat all of it.
Nothing stopping you. You know, live life. We're so lucky to live in this city.
I know. I just don't want my mummy to judge me.
Just make pancakes and eat them.
I love pancakes.
You
man.
Should do that. What like a day to do it as well.
Midday treat on a Thursday?
Why not?
Really?
Why not do something like that?
Oh, my God.
You should live your life a bit spontaneously.
I should.
There's not enough whimsy and fun in life often, so get out there and enjoy it. That's my advice.
I'm going horse riding this weekend, so.
Hey, that's great, but do something on a Thursday, mate. Pancakes?
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, all right. There's some advice. You should do that. Also, don't forget, we've got a giveaway prize.
Oh, yes, we better do
that. Speaking of Valentine's Day, we've got a double pass to the Gold Lounge at Reading Cinemas Charlestown.
Yeah.
Now, this is such a nice venue, of course, to go and see a movie, and it's luxurious.
It actually is.
Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about when you have to explain something to the kids from, you know, the past that they don't understand.
Mm.
Technology moves so fast. We got a call from Ray in Penrith.
Mm.
You know, this show goes far and wide. This is what he had to say.
I got a 1974 model Toyota Celica that belonged to my father.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it is, actually. I took the kids, the grandkids out for a drive in it, and they asked me what a window winder was.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God, mind blowing.
Oh, because they're all electric now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they said, how do you open the windows, Granddad?
a great question Granddad, to ask.
Yo, I can't believe that we got that response.
Yeah, that's it. So congratulations to Ray from Penrith. Woo! You get yourself a double to the Gold Lounge. Treat your special someone to something romantic, right?
That'd be nice.
Don't forget it is Valentine's tomorrow, yes. So make sure you've got yourself organised.
Yes, get yourself sorted.
If you're Ari's boyfriend, Will, make sure you got cards, presents, all the normal stuff, flowers probably as well.
Look, you've got to treat your queen. That's, she deserves it.
You couldn't have put it better. Have a lovely day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow if you feel good Friday.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.